Last week, the Republican candidate for Syracuse mayor, Laura Levine, proposed mayoral control of Syracuse's public schools. But as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Syracuse Teachers Union and some of Levine's opponents are calling that plan a mistake.
Syracuse City Auditor Marty Masterpole is running in the Democratic primary for mayor. He says right now the school district is heading in the right direction. Graduation rates are up, and he says it would not be responsible to upset that progress.
If you want to be superintendent. If you want to be mayor, be mayor. Those two things are not the same. They're very different.
I've already been a school superintendent. I'm not running to be the school superintendent of Syracuse.
Levine, the former superintendent of the Lafayette School District, has called the Syracuse district dismal, despite the progress it's made, reaching a 60% graduation rate. She says appointing the school board rather than having voters choose it would ensure a consistent vision. Syracuse Teachers Association President Megan Root says the union is deeply disturbed by the plan. Root says having an elected school board is the most democratic way of allowing the community to have a voice in the district. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.
Meanwhile, the three Democratic candidates running for mayor of Syracuse will participate in a debate this evening ahead of next month's primary. The debate featuring Joe Nicoletti, Juanita Perez-Williams, and Marty Masterpole will be televised on Spectrum News this evening starting at 7. The winner of that primary next month will go on to face Republican Laura Levine, Independent Ben Walsh, and Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins in the general election in November.